Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Alright, so with me in this studio is a doctor who takes care of an organ in our body, which he and I both agree is perennially open and exposed and does not get any rest and is functioning 24/7. Welcome on the show, Dr. Nayak.
Thank you, Disha.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
What is this organ we are referring to, sir?
Oh, everybody knows the ear.
Ear is the organ. You said there are only two organs in the body that work 24/7.
The heart and the ear. Perhaps the ears are the only organ to have developed, the sense organ to have developed early in the womb and the last one to die.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, it is.
So, you know, Dr. Nayak and I bumped into each other outside the studio. We started talking and we both realized we're passionate about ear and hearing, and of course, radio is an audio medium.
Yes, I was also surprised to know that you have a lot of information, knowledge. And
India is an extremely noisy country.
It is. 2017 in India, Delhi was the number one noisiest city. Bombay has overtaken Delhi as number one.
So something else has also overtaken an old chart topper. We were talking about reasons for people becoming partially impaired of hearing, or aging was the number one reason.
Yes, until recently, age was number one cause for hearing loss. Today, it appears it is the noise which is responsible for 33% of hearing impairment all across the world, including India.
Ambient noise has become the number one reason for loss of hearing, not age.
Not age. And people who live in noise-free areas like tribal areas, even in India, in Nilgiri's Hills, we have a community called Todas who live in the tribal group, whose hearing has been tested. An young man's hearing is equivalent to the hearing level of an old man. There is no difference between a 70-year-old in the hearing level in Toda community, Nilgiris, African Bushmen, people who live in igloos, and American tribal people. So it is proved that noise, the city noises, are the main causes for the loss of hearing early in life. And many of our youngsters are becoming hearing impaired early in their life.
Sir, there's such a lifestyle change. Firstly, of course, our roads are so noisy. Number two, if you see, everyone has earplugs on.
Correct.
Whether it's music devices, phones, your laptops.
Yes. The last year when WHO announced that 12.5% of our youngsters between the age of 13 and 35 are going to be losing their hearing in just a decade from now.
So 13 is a teenager?
Yes. Almost 1 in 10 will be having an issue unless they take precautions.
Talking about precautions, Doc, I remember I also asked you when we were discussing outside, because I am an overuser of earbuds. The minute I told Dr. Nayak, what do you think about earbuds? What is your opinion of earbuds as a doctor for the ear? He said it should be banned.
Yes, it is. Many cases in my clinic where earwax getting clogged, pushed into the eardrum, getting infections, repeated infections, while cleaning the ears with sticks or whatever, accidentally caused damage.
Internal injuries.
Injury to the drum. Not required to clean the ears. There is a natural cleaning, self-cleaning mechanism in our system. When we chew, when we talk, when we open our mouth, the ear wax gets thrown out from the ear canal and stays at the entrance of the ear. When we have bath, that
automatically cleans out. So Dr. Nayak was also telling me, if you see the shape of your ear inside, it's a slanting S.
Yes, it is a slanting S. So directly nothing can get in, even insects, whatever foreign bodies cannot easily get in. So it is, the eardrum is protected deep inside 2.5 centimeter from your external ear.
Now the reason we're talking so much about the ears and hearing, of course, Bangalore is not thankfully one of the noisiest cities, even though it feels
not yet,
like it. Not yet.
10 years ago, I had made a nice measurement at MG Road. At that time, it was just 83 dB, which is equivalent to noise of a fact tree in any industrial area. And even silent zones like Nimhans, which is a hospital area. Night time, it came around 60 dB, which is not acceptable by any standards. And
Is this mainly vehicular noise?
Yes, it is. The traffic noise is the number one contributor for increasing the noise level. Bangalore has reduced in the number of trees. Trees are supposed to be noise barriers.
But sir, if it's vehicular noise, it's containable because the vehicle is operated by the human.
Yes.
And if the human reduces the honking and abuse.
It would reduce at least by 10%, 10 decibels.
I really hope people listening right now have removed their hand from the horn, sir, while you list all these possibilities. Doc, your team has worked on something really interesting.
It is interesting for the first time in India.
Very cool experiment that please tell our listeners about it, sir.
Yeah, what I did was usually takes an average about 7 to 8 years to report to a doctor from the time of developing their hearing problem. That's because hearing loss is a gradual phenomenon.
Yes.
Painless. People get used to it. And Indians have high tolerance.
Yes.
So they bear and tolerate until it becomes unmanageable.
Unmanageable.
And what I have developed is to check the hearing level at home. You can check yourself. What you need only is a phone or a system.
Very, very interesting that you can actually test your hearing at home. If you feel like, who's going to go to a doctor? Where will I find an ear doctor? I have no time. I have a busy schedule. Maybe my hearing is okay. There's laziness. A lot of reasons people procrastinate getting their hearing checked. But if you have the slightest feeling that maybe my ears could be affected or damaged, which I guarantee you, living in this city, it is. We are going to send you through WhatsApp one audio clip. You can choose English or Kannada, whatever you're happy with. Is that right, doctor?
Yes.
So,
Disha,
we will send you a 4-minute clip, sir.
Yes.
In an MP3 format. This has completely been tested, experimented, researched by Dr. Nayak and his team.
Team of Nayak's Hearing Care Clinic.
Yes.
We have worked for almost 6 months. There was only one study across the world in the last 40 years. And that study was made for radio. It was conducted by radio, and that is more interesting.
How interesting.
They
sir.
Wanted to check that earlier days there was no mass screening tool. We couldn't reach up to people, so therefore they made a study where they announced different tones in the radio station and people could check their hearing at their home. So that inspired me to update that tool into mass screening tool for today's technology.
I don't know if we should do it on radio or we should send it to people, because there's a small requirement for this testing. You need to be with somebody while you do the testing so that you'll have a buddy to compare it with. It's always nice to do these activities with somebody. And number two, there has to be a certain distance, right, sir?
Between 6 to 7 feet.
Between the instrument and you.
Yes, whether it is mobile phone or system, you should at least be 6 feet, 7 steps. So that you will be able to know whether you can manage day-to-day conversation with others or when you go out.
And it's even for safety, sir.
Yes, it is. It
Big
is.
Factor of safety.
Yeah, if a vehicle is approaching you,
or
behind,
someone is calling you.
Calling you from far.
Distance, yes.
Earlier, I was told people could hear even from 20, 30 feet away, even if you were to talk in a normal tone or whisper. But today, I doubt.
Today, you can be sitting next to somebody and still they won't get to hear. You have to go, But sir, is there a particular volume you need to listen to this audio clip on?
You can keep it at a comfortable level that you would have already set for your daily listening to music or songs or speaker.
Mid-level, sir? Mid-level?
Comfortable level. At the level at which you are comfortable initially. Once you set, don't alter the volume. Keep the volume constant throughout the test for 3 minutes or so.
In case you want to get that audio clip, which I asked Dr. Nayak, do people have to come to the website? Is there at a certain cost? He says no.
It's absolutely free. You don't have to pay and you don't have to come to the doctor. You can be a doctor for your hearing check.
On this audio clip, there are two sets of tests. One is you have to count the number of beeps you hear.
Beeps are different frequency tones. With speech is a composition or combination of different tones.
Yes.
So these tones have been isolated as pheotones, which we clinically use in diagnosis, testing and so on all over the world. This will comprise the entire speech spectrum. What you need to do is just simply count the number of tones you would have heard at the end of the test.
50% or more they counted, that means their ear is all right.
All right.
But if you hear less than 50% of the total number of tones, there's a problem.
Certainly there is a problem. If you have heard only 8, 9 or 10, then I am sure there will be some amount of hearing impairment. Nothing to worry about. Approach any ENT doctor or an audiologist.
Listen, this home test is a good idea if you ask me. The test is split in two parts. A set of beeps, which I can't play on radio for multiple reasons. And the other set are paired words. If you hear 10 or less, you could have a hearing concern. Nothing to worry about. If you hear 10 or more, your ears are good to go.
These words are called spondees. They are nothing but musically sounding paired words. Schoolboy, playground, two words make a pair and you have 20 pairs of them. Again, they are played at a different intensity level and you need to just count the number of paired words or write down if possible.
Okay.
Write down so that you can check exactly what you have heard. Again, if the score is less than 10 pair, it should be 10 pair,
pairs,
not 10 words.
I understand.
So if this less than 10 pair, you should be worried. Again, don't worry. You need to just consult an audiologist or an ENT specialist. You will find it very interesting and enjoyable.
I know we did this experiment in the lobby of the Red FM studio and we had security guards surrounding us to see chal kya raha hai. Dr. Nayak, you have many clinics across Bangalore. It's called Nayak's, N-A-Y-A-K-S.
Yeah, Hearing Care Clinic. Nayak's Hearing Care Clinic.
Which areas are you present in, just for the information of our listeners?
Yeah, we are there in Wilson Garden, Indiranagar, Banshankri, JP Nagar and Malleshwaram. And you can consult any audiologist or ENT.
Yeah, he's always been saying it doesn't matter whether you come to me or not. You can go to any audiologist.
Any audiologist, qualified audiologist or ENT specialist and make your hearing all right.
Doc, I was also asking you, which is the noisiest area in Bangalore? Not industrial, of course, industrial is always the noisiest. But amongst the regular residential slash commercial areas in Bangalore, which are the top three most noisiest places people listening might be stuck there right now?
One is that Silk Board, the top being Domlur, you are shocked.
My God, that's where I stay. That's my area. When you told me this, I was so, my heart broke. Domlur, Silk Board and what else, sir?
You have JP Nagar and then MG Road is not an ideal place to live in. These are few areas. Majestic is perhaps
also quite noisy.
Quite noisy too.
What are the quieter areas, sir, in Bangalore?
I couldn't find quieter areas except Lal Bagh.
One big garden area garden which is bifurcated, area. Only that area.
So that is to say, nowhere in Bangalore is safer to live if you want to be a healthy person after 20 years or 30 years.
With your ears in context. Now, Dr. Nayak is here after a lot of research with his team at the Nayak's Hearing Care Clinic in Bangalore. Doc, there was something very interesting you were telling me about Beethoven, who everybody knows, one of the greatest musicians, couldn't hear very well, but created some of the most fantastic music. How beautiful and ironic is that?
It is. He was a legend, no doubt, but for the sad part of it, he had developed hearing problem at the age of 27. Initially, he had a ringing sound in the ear called as tinnitus. Tinnitus stands for tiny sound in the ear, which is bothersome, which is irritating.
Is it like me?
It can take any shape. It can be sometimes windy noise. It can be a generator sound. It can be an aeroplane sound. It can be hissing sound.
It develops internally?
Internally it develops. One good thing about it is 80% of people with tinnitus are safe. Only 1 out of 10 may have issues which needs attention. So coming back to Beethoven's story.
Beethoven, yes.
He developed this tinnitus initially and so grave, so strong and loud, it made him mad. Virtually, he became depressed. Ultimately, his hearing became poorer and poorer in just about 5 years' time. By age of 33, he was completely deaf. He couldn't hear any sound. He was isolated, he became secluded, he could not communicate, he kept his even brothers away from him, fearing that they will leak out the story to the public. Ooh. And he was afraid of facing the public. So he secluded himself for many years and died without telling his problem. And many people misunderstood him for being arrogant,
rude,
and
yes.
so on.
How did they discover that Beethoven had lost his hearing by 33? Was this after his death they found out?
Yes. At that time, unfortunately, no treatment was available. And he writes in his letter that perhaps there will be no treatment in my lifetime, so I should end my life, was his comment before he died.
So they found out from his letters after he died.
Yes, yes. Why should people hesitate using a hearing aid or correcting treatment?
Yeah.
Still, the society has to change. It is not fair for the people with any impairment.
Everybody is impaired, Doc, in some way or the other, emotionally, mentally, physically. Some people you can see outside, some you cannot see.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Dr. Nayak. Before we let you go, could you say our tagline once?
Oh, it's Bajate Raho FM 93.5 Red FM.
At a reasonable volume.
Yes, indeed.
Bajate Raho at a reasonable volume, Red FM.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Disha. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.